This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That song wasn't Tom Petty's one of his biggest songs, but that is, again, Room at the Top by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from 1999. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
You're on a serious, serious heater right now. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. What year was that?
99.
I think that was 99.
They
had been playing 20 years at that point. Now, seriously.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah. I don't want to get bogged down in years and years like I tend to do. I'm not going to do that. That sounded beautiful. I have heard it, but I don't know. I've maybe heard that 100 times, not thousands.
It's not really on the radio.
It's
on Tom Petty radio on Sirius, yes.
No, I think that qualifies. Does it qualify as a deep track?
That's a deep cut.
Deep cut?
Deep cut.
Deep cut. It cuts really perfectly. God, it sounded good. Holy crap. I'll tell you something about Petty. Petty was very relationship oriented.
Oh, yeah.
He got hurt. He was in some rough... I mean, there's no way he can sing like he does about relationships without getting hurt a few times. Now, that's not what he was singing about here, at all. The other thing about Petty that boggles my mind is the riffs. They're very simple, right, Josh? Very simple, but they catch you. Like, oh, that sounds good. Very simple riffs, so very few chords, Josh would tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Very few chords.
But simple, but good.
Yeah. Very simple lyrics. He's very economic with lyrics. It's a sign of intelligence. He says a lot with very few words. Takes me a long time to get a thought out. Not very intelligent. That is 9.6645.
Did not expect that.
That's a beautiful song.
It's not. Not as one of his best, as one of his most popular, but really it's Tom Petty, though.
It's really good.
I would not say Josh's score is very high. It's kind of a low-energy song.
I think you're reading this wrong.
I'm going to go 6-2 for Josh.
I'm going 8-4.
5.6, but 8 for creativity, 5.6. Says Josh on that one.
It's not his style.
Well, he likes Tom Petty. That's just a little slow. A little slow.
Yeah, he doesn't like the Eagles.
Which is weird. That's... still odd. Maybe his worst take he's ever had. And he's very adamant. Like, nope, you won't change it. I don't like the Eagles.
He calls the Eagles country.
They're not country.
No.
That's an incorrect take. Sandmaster, 6.2. John in Southeast Lincoln, an 8. East Lincoln West, 7.7. Jennifer, 5.5. Hubby, 4.8. Low scores.
Really low in the household today. Really low.
Kyle and Hooper, 5.1. Not a favorite of his. John in Des Moines gives a 7.
John!
7.
John is a rock and roll aficionado. He is.
LB says 8. Petty is king. City Worker says 1. Didn't know a single word he said in that song.
Do you believe that Petty is king?
Petty's the man.
He's close to king.
He is a king.
He's close to king.
Someone says exemplary song choice, Jake, today. How about that?
Exemplary is a good word. Hey, exemplary is a good word for
that. It is a good word.
Jake, you nailed that one. Nailed it.
Well,
I don't know what you're going to do tomorrow. Because it's going to be really hard to come back from that.
I won't have Tom Petty again tomorrow. You can't do back-to-back days with the same artist. I'm not doing it.
With Bill gone, it's something you could think about.
I think about it.
Bill's not a Petty guy.
I know, which makes me sad.
Yeah, it's okay.
Bill has so many good takes, but Tom Petty...
It just doesn't do it for him.
I just don't get that.
It doesn't do it for him.
Well, are you ready for Bill's Thrills? When Bill's gone, it's Jake's Takes, Sips, Tips.
Yeah.
And today it's Bugaboo Tuesday, so here we go without further ado.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a bonanza? Right?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisor.
Yes, Bill's Thrills, as always, sponsored by our friends Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 to plan your financial future today. Free consultation. They'll make you money. As Bill said, they'll make you lots of money if you let them. You got to give them the chance to, or you got to go and talk to them first.
Just turn it over to him.
It doesn't just happen. You got to make the first step and go talk to him, and then the magic happens.
Yeah. Allow yourself to let it happen.
That's right.
That's a big part of life.
So Bill is out today, and he'll be back on Thursday. But when Bill is out, you and I fill in on Bill's Thrills. And today, Jake's Takes on Bugaboo Tuesday is fresh. It is fresh as of yesterday, this past week. I am being targeted by the city of Lincoln. Yes, me. I am being targeted.
Okay, what's going on?
I have a serious problem, and everybody in the world feels the same way when this happens to them. But the city of Lincoln, Park and Go people are after me.
Oh.
Yeah. So we have a parking pass in the garage. This is partially user error on my behalf. Okay.
Okay.
I always have a spot in the garage at no cost to me. But sometimes I've got things to carry into the station, so I park up front. And I just sit there. Outside the building.
On what street?
This is 11th Street right
here. So you park on 11th in a meter.
Yes.
You plug the meter.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sometimes.
Okay, that's the critical part of this conversation.
No, but the other day, I saw yesterday. This is why I think I'm being targeted right
Monday.
Now. Monday. Yeah, yesterday was Monday. I watched as a parking person, I was on the phone. I couldn't get out there. I was busy. So I was like, I just watched the ticket on my car happen.
Why didn't you go out there?
I was busy.
You could have just walked
stopped.
Out.
I should have.
It's a cordless phone, Jake.
It was an important conversation. I was talking to a client. I didn't want to say, hey, hang on a second. I got to go yell at this guy real quick. I just took the ticket. All right. I saw there was four or five other cars that were all flashing red. They didn't have money in them. And they just got my car and they walked away.
Were you flashing red?
Mine was flashing red.
Was it?
But the rest of the other four or five cars also were flashing expired red. I get the one ticket. Nobody else did.
Huh? No, wait a second. You were flashing red.
Mine was, yes, I deserved to get a ticket. And then it was also in 8:45. They start checking at 8:30. They came early.
Oh, good God. That's
they came
good
early.
To know.
I mean, we're talking 15 minutes after the time where they can check meters.
Okay, 8:30 is when they start.
And by the way, I got two tickets last week also.
Okay, you got some problems.
I am being targeted by the city of Lincoln's parking lot. I'm thinking about changing my license plate number.
You need to probably lawyer up at this point.
Here's the worst part. I was slow on paying one of these. So if you don't pay in a week's time, it goes from $10 to $25.
Okay.
And guess what? I had to pay the $25.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Was I happy about that?
No.
No, I was not.
No, you have a newborn.
And here's, right, I got money coming out the window right now.
Right.
And here's the worst part. Now, I know this is a sign of the times with the credit card charges going up like crazy. Yeah, a couple years ago, Park & Go would encourage you. It was always a $10 ticket. If you actually paid online, you saved a dollar. They charge you $9 versus going in and paying in person.
Okay.
Now, if you get a $10 ticket, it's $12.70. So $2.70 credit card surcharge on top of that.
Really?
So yeah, they went from encouraging you a couple years ago to paying online and saving you a dollar, making it $9, to now it's $12.70 for a $10 ticket if you were to pay online versus walking in to Park & Go.
Are you calling? Are we saying a debit card and a credit card is the same thing in this?
It is. Yeah, debit card, same thing.
What if you want to pay cash?
You can go pay them in person with a check or cash, okay. And that's $10.
No, this is not good for you. This is bad.
I'm saying it would
freak me out.
Somebody
too.
Has decided to make it a part of their business to target me and my car as where we're going to get all our money from to pay for things for Lincoln. I am funding Park & Go right now.
You feel you're being targeted.
If you work at Park & Go, you're welcome for the bonus. That was from me. I paid your bonus this week.
You feel you're being targeted.
There's no feel. I am. When I saw five other cars flashing red on expired and only my car got the ticket.
Oh, okay. Now, hold on.
I have a problem with that yesterday.
Okay. Now, we have a hiccup in this conversation. When you... as you have kept saying flashing red, I thought you meant you're flashing your...
No, not the flashers. No.
Yeah.
The meter themselves, you could see... I could see from the outside. I walk by them all.
Oh,
they all
can.
Have the expired red
and
on
it,
them.
Is it flash, actually?
I mean, it's like... It's not really flashing, but if you can see it kind of...
Okay.
Moving.
You can see it moving. Okay. I thought you had your...
No.
What hazards on?
The hazards were not on.
I thought you had your hazards on. I thought everybody had their hazards.
No, that'd be very creative and smart, but no, we didn't have hazards.
You might try your hazards.
I should have appealed this one, saying, hey, why did nobody else get this ticket besides me? I'll pay it because I'm a good person.
That appeal will go
but
nowhere.
I'm getting pissed off here.
That appeal will go nowhere.
Also, if I'm willing to pay the ticket, do we have to charge the extra $15? Can I just say, hey, here's the $10. I'm one day late. $15 extra?
That's a lot.
You're lucky I'm paying this. A lot of people walk away from the city, never pay it because they go on, they're not from here. They never pay their parking tax.
I think...
Ridiculous. I'm being targeted.
I think what you should do is next time put your hazards on. If you know it's just going to be a little bit, that might help. It would indicate... to the parking attendant. Parking attendant? It would indicate to the parking officer that you're going to be out there pretty quickly. I'd try that.
It's a thankless job, what they're doing. To those who are the meter people, I know you don't really... No one likes you. You're not a
They don't.
Nobody likes you. No one's ever happy to see you.
Nope.
So I know it's a thankless job, but still, if you're going to give us tickets... Well, and by the way, do warnings just not exist anymore? I got warnings back in the day. They used to offer warnings. Now it's like, nope, that's $10.
Yeah, no.
I don't think warnings even exist at all.
I didn't know you were having this problem. I feel for you.
They don't exist. So,
okay, the other informative thing to people in this conversation is 8:30.
It's 8:40. Yeah, 8:30 is when the meters can get checked.
Okay.
15 minutes into the day, they came across this row here. And okay. I was busy. I saw them after the fact. When they were getting the ticket, and then they walked away, and I said nobody else had metered at all. I'm getting targeted. The city is after Jake Sorensen. It is.
Yeah, don't feel that way. You sound a little bit like you're making yourself a victim. I don't like that.
But I don't like to feel that way either, but it feels pretty... Three times in the last 8 days.
That's a lot.
I've got a ticket.
That's a lot. That would frustrate me. I
I'm
understand.
I'm a little bit pissed off.
I can tell.
I'm a little bit peeved.
I haven't noticed.
I'm a little bit peeved.
God bless you.
That is Bugaboo Tuesday. Jake takes in for Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Top of the hour next, a couple special guests to promote ALS Awareness SIP. That is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding. Or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.